This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The move to replace the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, with the American Health Care Act is still on. GOP House leaders are meeting to craft a bill that can pass both chambers and remedy current health care problems. Speaker Paul Ryan is committed to defunding Planned Parenthood, and the House Rules Committee passed a funding ban to the full House Tuesday. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate is set to vote Thursday on freeing individual states to direct funding away from Planned Parenthood. And Texans may be freed from subsidizing abortion in insurance premiums if a Senate bill passes the state house. Abortion coverage would only be available in supplemental insurance. This is Life News Radio.
Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion.
Notifying real parents before minor daughters suffer abortion seems common sense. A bill providing for that in law in Washington state made notable progress before being killed earlier this month. But both West Virginia and Indiana are on the verge of either codifying or strengthening parents' rights. Perhaps the most bipartisan benefit to such bills is how they hinder sex trafficking. A Belgian professor at a Catholic university is being condemned for academically criticizing abortion. News outlets and university politicos are calling for sanctions against Professor Stéphane Mercier. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.